Welcome to the Narratives Library, a group of Australian animal mates who love to surf. It's comedy for grommets.
Squawk! Squawk! Wake up, Wombat. The surf is pumping, screeched Nico the noisy miner. Morning, Nico. I hear you loud and clear, mate, yawned Pat the Wombat as he stretched out his arms in the morning sun. Great. You're up, squawked Nico, because you know what they say, the early Wombat catches the best wave. Pat shook his head with half a smile. Pretty sure it's the early bird catches. But before Pat could finish his sentence, Nico flew off to deliver his early morning surf report, which was legendary around the town of Footstomp Creek. With 2 weeks of school holidays before him, Pat washed his face and wondered about the fun, adventure and mischief that lay ahead. Now the wide-eyed Wombat was ready to hit the waves, but surfing alone was a big no-no. Whitewash Beach was notorious for strong rips and currents. Many moons ago, the elders of the town made a rule: no friend, no surf. After a surfer from another town ventured out all alone before disappearing, never to be seen again. Local fishermen say the dangerous undercurrents took him down deep below, and he had no one there to help him. Luckily, Pat had his two best friends, Cool Az and Billy, who love surfing too. The cheeky trio did absolutely everything together. Pat scrambled out of his dusty burrow on a mission to wake them up. First stop was Cool Az's treehouse. Pat shot up the stairs before shoving his head through the gum leaf covered window. Psst, Cool Az, psst, are you awake? He whispered. Cool Az rolled over to see Pat's smiling furry face at the window, and she yawned with a grin. She knew Pat was there for one thing and one thing only: to go surfing. The young koala washed her face and was ready to go in no time. Next stop was Billy Blue Tongue's house. Pat was surprised to see Billy dressed and ready to go. He wore sun cream on his nose, a bright red wet shirt, and his old yellow school hat draped over his scaly head. You like my beach clothes? The playful lizard asked. Pat and Cool Az cracked up. Billy was such a silly fella. But how'd you know we were coming, Billy? Asked Pat. Well, how do you think? Replied Billy, nodding in the direction of Cool Az, who was all too busy playing on her phone. Of course, laughed Pat. The three friends were ready to ride some waves, but they were missing their most important thing, surfboards. Next stop was Pat's uncle's shop. Now, Uncle Bruss was a wise old man, a saltwater fella who loved fishing, surfing, and telling great stories of the past. He was a collector of many weird and wonderful things, and he owned the general store in town, located on the banks of the mighty Moonlight River. His store had everything, from food to surfboards to antique furniture, and it was where Pat, Cool Az and Billy loved to hang out. Here they formed their band, the Proudfoots, and here they played their music. Pat was the singer and played guitar and didgeridoo. Cool Az played the bass guitar and Billy played the drum with his big fat tail. Boom, boom, boom. Each member of the Proudfoots wore a special wristband, which they joked held some type of special power. Today, however, they weren't at the store to rehearse. They were dropping by to fetch their surfboards. Morning, you three. Going surfing, I see, asked Uncle Bruss in his weathered voice crackling. Yes, Uncle. The waves are good today. Just here to pick up our boards, explained Pat. Well, they're around the back in the pandanus tree, like always, but you better get a move on, because strong winds are forecast to blow in later today, Uncle said. Pat never doubted his uncle's ocean knowledge, and so they hurried off to beat the squally winds. From the shore, they could see awesome waves, clear blue water, and the main break full of Footstomp Creek locals shredding it up. There was no doubt Nico, the noisiest miner of all time, sure had spread the word. As fast as they could, Pat, Cool Az and Billy strapped on their leg ropes and paddled out the back. The Proudfoots had been surfing since they were little tackers, catching the shoreline ripples. If you grew up in Footstomp Creek, you surfed. It was a rite of passage of growing up in the region. The saltwater lifestyle was passed down from generation to generation. The elders always said, when you ride a wave, you're at one with Mother Nature. Surfing, they said, makes your problems disappear, makes you feel strong and proud of your saltwater culture.
You've been listening to Luke Proudfoot reading from his book, Shaka Shaka, Hawaii. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.